All right. And then quick sound check. Do I sound fine to you on your end?
Yes.
Perfect. And you sound great as well, especially since we switched over. I was like, oh no, what's going to happen? So always like to just double check before we actually start.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and intro you in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Leanne Skoda. Is it Skoda or Skoda?
Skoda.
Perfect. I pronounced it correctly. So let me just redo that. I probably should have asked beforehand. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Crooners and Coffee Shops, everyone. My name is Heather. Today I have Leanne Skoda here to chat about her new EP, as well as sharing a special song with us at the end of the episode. So stick around. Leanne, would you like to kind of give us a little bit of insight as how you got started in music?
Sure. I've always, since like a child, just been obsessed with music, really. Been making mixtapes in my room, you know, since I was like 6 or 7 years old from the radio. I started singing in a kids' choir when I was in fourth grade. So that was probably one of the big starts for me. We would like get out of school to go sing at like retirement homes, and we even got to go to Disneyland one time. I was like really involved in choir and musicals in high school and all that. And then and also did choir through college. And it wasn't until I was like 25, I had moved out to LA, and I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to try writing songs and performing my own music. And so I started at like 25, out here like playing, you know, open mics and farmers markets, whatever I could. And that was like 8 years ago that I've been in LA since.
Once you hit 5 years in LA, you are a true Angelino, is what I say.
Yeah, maybe. You know, when I first moved here, a lot of people would say like, you're not from here, are you? Like, you're too nice. And then I stopped getting that. And I was like, okay. The city has toughened me up.
Yeah, you absolutely have to grow a backbone to, like, survive here, which is not particularly a bad thing. So,
yeah, it's definitely another level, for sure.
Yes, especially with how, you know, competitive and crazy the music industry is. It's like, just be as strong as you possibly can to get places.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you actually just released your new EP, Lucky Penny, and we love it and want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you like it.
Yes. And for those who haven't had a chance to check it out yet, would you care to give a little bit of insight as to what instrumental and lyrical elements that the listeners should get to look forward to?
Yeah. So instrumentally, it kind of ranges from more stripped back acoustic. But I would say like on the dreamy side of acoustic, we've got some violins, and then we have a couple that are more on the banger side, one that's like a real rocker, which was a departure for me when I wrote the song and when we recorded it. And now it's one of my favorite songs that I have. So yeah, it's got a really wide sonic range for being just an EP, for sure.
Yeah. It's like both, like for me, it was both soothing and just like you said, like, it's like, oh, I'm digging this kind of thing, digging the vibes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool guitars on there. Lyrically, I'd say it's like there's a lot of storytelling, but in a more dreamy way. It's super fun.
Yes. Which song would you say that was your favorite to write and or record?
My favorite to write was The Living Room, because it was one of those that just like came out of nowhere and I wrote it really quickly, and it's still one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. And recording that one was really fun, just like putting all the instrumentation on it, just like making it this lush soundscape with all the cool guitars and really cool keys on that one. That really made the song. My friend Phil Glenn played keys on that, and he played violin on the record. Yeah, just really turned it into this cool, cool recording. And my other favorite to record was Little Star, because it was the only one on this EP that we recorded pretty much all together live in the room. So we got this, like, you know, great cohesion and just in all together playing, which was really great.
It's always awesome when that happens.
Yeah, I love it. You know, you can't always record all together in the same room, just, you know, based on the song. Sometimes it doesn't call for it, but with this one we could. And so I was really stoked.
Yeah. And, you know, you've released other works as well. And I wanted to ask you, in terms of like a technical aspect, how would you say that the songwriting, recording, and even like the marketing and promotion processes have been similar or different from that of your past works?
Yeah, so I released a record a few years ago called Call Me Back Home. And that one was really more of a country record. And at the time, I was playing playing in a bluegrass band. I was doing a lot of country stuff. So I kind of pushed my writing in that direction. And the recording of that was very live in one room with the musicians, which I love doing. It's how that producer that I worked with, his name's Chris Schlarb, he likes to work. Like, everybody gets the recordings like a couple nights before, and then you show up and there's this like amazing kind of energy in the room because it's new for the musicians. You're all kind of processing it, and there's like this magic that happens. And so that's how we did those recordings. And then for these last songs, I had written them, you know, I was further along in my musicianship and my writing. And I did like a 30-day songwriting, a song a day thing. And my style really emerged and was very different from like the country stuff that I had been trying to write before. And so I kind of let my own style kind of emerge. And I think that also influenced the recordings. And then, yeah, these recordings we did that one song all together in the same room. So most of it we were doing, you know, tracking everything separately and really getting specific sounds from every instrument. So yeah, both, I love both. They're both very different, and but it's doing things differently is a way to grow as a musician, for sure.
Yeah. And kind of speaking on like influences and stuff, I have a fun question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could choose three artists to go on a world tour with, who would you choose and what would you name your tour?
Oh, well, I did think about this one from the questions, and I came up with, I thought it was a funny answer that I would go with Leanne Rimes and Leanne LaHavis, and it could be called Leanne Three Ways.
I love it though. It's so perfect and memorable, and like, it's gonna happen 2022.
I would love it. Or it could just be Leanne, 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 and it would all be spelled the different ways. But I actually do love both of those singers. I listened to Leanne Rimes when I was a kid, obviously, as most of us did. And I love Leanne LaHavis. Like, she's fantastic.
Yes, the perfect trio, absolutely.
I think we could do some really great harmonies.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I just do a super group, the Leanne super group.
The Leannes.
I love it, oh my goodness. Kind of like a serious question. Do you feel that women in the music industry need to portray themselves in certain ways in order to find success in their careers?
I think things have changed a lot, obviously, in the musical landscape, whereas like as long as you're putting yourself out there and picking a way to portray yourself so that you are, so that whatever you're trying to do is coming across, you can find fans that will ultimately, you know, help you gain a successful career. Like that notion of like, oh, you have to be, you know, 22 and super hot and dressing sexy in every video, like that it still exists for sure, especially like in the pop world and stuff. But in the world that I'm in, not so much. It's, I feel like, you know, more about the music, thankfully, but it's still out there. And yeah, but I think as long as you are picking a way to portray yourself and finding your fans, yeah, you kind of have to have some kind of, you know, marketing or brand, unfortunately. But luckily, yeah, things are changing and you don't have to be forever in your 20s. And yeah, although like I've definitely come across a little bit of that. Like I remember one time somebody told me I would probably never get a record deal because I was in my 30s and no record company wants to sign a woman in their 30s. But I know that that's not true because I have some friends that are definitely in their 30s, maybe 40s, who have gotten record deals. And so you just don't know. It's just that's a really toxic lie to be out there and to be believing. Yeah. So I hope I can do whatever I can to continue to break down that myth.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen changes over the years in the music industry regarding women, and like age should not even be a factor. And it frustrates me that like people even said that to you and I want to punch them. It's so frustrating because it's completely untrue. Like the only thing that we can do is just continue to grow ourselves and just not take any crap from people that say stuff like that, honestly.
Yeah. It is interesting because we're kind of in a culture that kind of tells you, oh, do your passion, do whatever you want. It's never too late. Like work for whatever you want. And then, but also it's like, oh, except if you're like a woman in the music industry, like unless you're famous by 25, you know, then you're not going to have a successful career. And yeah, it's just, that's really funny. But yeah, it is important to just not believe it. Because also, like, as far as I'm concerned, who I want to listen to as far as advice or music is a woman, like, who's had more experience than me. Like, those are who I most want to listen to.
Yeah, and...
Oh, sorry.
Nah, no worries. He also wants to be a part of the conversation. He agrees with us.
Yeah, there's somebody out there squeaking a ball, and he heard it. Sorry.
Oh, he's got very good hearing.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah.
Better or worse.
What do you hope that your audience will take away from your music?
You know, I think if I could inspire someone to, like, you know, just live and appreciate wonder and beauty in like the smallest way, if my music could do that, that would be a win for me. Because that's what kind of music is for me, is indulging in the beauty and wonder that is here musically or otherwise, you know.
Yes, like music is a whole experience, and we create relationships that revolve around music, you know, whether we're aware of it or not. So.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And to end off the interview portion, what other big exciting things should we be expecting from you in the near future?
Well, more music. More music will be coming out next year, hopefully. Hopefully by the spring. So, yeah, and lots of shows as well. We've got some California shows coming up at the end of this year. And then hopefully more to come next year as well.
Yay!
Hopefully outside of California too.
Yes, we absolutely cannot wait for the new music as well as all of your shows. So definitely let us know your schedule so we can try to see you out there.
I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah. And where can everybody find you online?
I'm on all the socials. I'm L Skoda, LSKODA on Instagram. And Leanne Skoda for everyone who is still on Facebook. And yeah, I have a website, leanneskoda.com.
Yay. I know Facebook's a little tricky nowadays. Or I guess, should we say Meta?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so confused.
Oh, it's still Facebook. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
To get into our coffee shop appreciation portion here at Crooners and Coffee Shops, we love our coffee. And, you know, we appreciate it when our friends bring us coffee from other places. And I wanted to shout out Kauai Gourmet Roasters out in Kauai, Hawaii, obviously. I mean, I guess there could be a coffee shop called Kauai in L.A., you know, that wouldn't be too far off.
Yeah, you're right.
But shout out to Kauai Gourmet Roasters. My friend got me a bag of like the macadamia roast. Ooh. Very, very delicious. The only time I ever like macadamia is when it's in coffee bar.
I agree so. With you. I'm with you on that.
Yes. Yes. Leanne, do you have any coffee shops that you'd like to shout out?
Yes. I want to shout out to Kinship over here by me in Highland Park on Figueroa. Oops, not Kinship. Can I do that again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kinship is my yoga studio and it sounds the same. Yes, I would like to shout out to Kindness and Mischief here in Highland Park. It's my favorite go-to coffee shop. They have great coffee. They have amazing breakfast sandwiches and pastries, and everybody there is super, super nice.
I've hit up Kindness and Mischief a few times when I had friends that lived in the area, and they are fantastic. So absolute shout out to them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so to whoever is still listening, congratulations. You get a special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leanne has a special song for us. So I'll go ahead and intro you in really quick. So you can go ahead and just intro yourself and what song you're singing. I'll just count you down from three and then you can go.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
All right, this song is called The Living Room, and it's off my new EP, Lucky Penny. You don't know me, but I see it. I've been watching for weeks. Don't know your name. I imagine while my new baby shrieks, young bodies in sheets, love on the third floor. My
could be yours. Taking it all on a Monday. Oh, well, that must be nice. Your body is intertwined.
And playing that beautiful song for our listeners.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that you're going to be staying safe and staying healthy. And to our listeners, stay safe out there, everyone, and stay caffeinated.